A man who used his truck to push a police cruiser perilously close to a gas pump while trying to escape arrest has been sentenced to 18 months in jail and ordered to pay restitution to the police department and the gas station. Jonathan Posetti, 29, was convicted of assaulting a police officer with his vehicle, dangerous driving, driving while prohibited, failing to stop while being pursued by police and mischief causing more than $15,000 damage to a Central Saanich police cruiser. The offenses took place at the Co-op gas bar on West Saanich Road on August 31, 2021. At Posetti's sentencing hearing last month, Victoria Provincial Court Judge Michael Monroe described the incident, which unfolded in less than a minute and was captured on the gas station surveillance cameras. Monroe found that Posetti was not attempting to assault the police officer but to escape the situation. It was clear that he was an uninsured, prohibited driver and he was probably aware that there was an active warrant for his arrest, said the judge. Posetti was returning to his truck when he was surprised by a police officer who wanted to speak to him about a traffic infraction. He initially backed up his vehicle to avoid the officer, but the officer moved in an aggressive manner, to try and pin him in and stop any further evasion, said Monroe. Posetti did not cooperate and his vehicle got pinned up against the curb close to the storefront. Then there's a pushing match of sorts which occurs in a matter of seconds, both vehicles pushing on one another and ultimately, Mr. Posetti's truck gets hooked onto the front of the police cruiser, said Monroe. The officer got out of the car, which was in park and still running. The officer's weapon was drawn, said Monroe. The officer says he hears what he thinks is the brake line breaking and sure enough, Mr. Posetti is able to move forward, pushing the police cruiser in a most dangerous fashion, endangering the well-being of the officer and members of the public who are busy going about their day on a busy afternoon. Only but for the grace of God did the vehicle not slam into a gas pump, said the judge. Posetti fled onto Keating Cross Road. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured, said Monroe. Crown Prosecutor Patrick Weir sought a sentence of up to 30 months for the offenses. Defense lawyer Chantel Sutton asked for a 12-month sentence. Monroe noted that Posetti did not have any previous criminal convictions and has a modest driving record. He had a traumatic and disadvantaged upbringing, he said. His father died from a serious assault when he was 7 and he was raised by his mother, who suffered from addiction issues. Posetti was removed from her care and lived briefly with family members. He was in out and of foster care, lived with friends and has been on his own since the age of 17, said Monroe. Posetti is completing his high school accreditation, and has been working as a heavy equipment operator. The principles of denunciation and deterrence require that he face a period of incarceration, said Monroe. Although, given his age, rehabilitation will not be overlooked and I will not overlook it. Monroe imposed a driving prohibition of 2 years and a 10-year weapons prohibition. Posetti has been ordered to pay restitution of $15,921 to the municipality of Central Saanich and $8,996 to the Co-op gas station in Brentwood Bay. L. Dixon at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.